This is Kelly Blewett. Sometimes while driving through the suburbs of Cincinnati, I can't help but wonder, who lives in these houses? What are their pleasures and pains? Their secrets? How do these families get along? Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Anne Tyler also sees imaginative possibilities in domestic spaces. Her books, and there are 20 of them, often take place in the suburbs of Baltimore, Maryland. Her portraits of American families in their mundane glory are both wonderful and heartbreaking. A Spool of Blue Thread, her latest novel, takes readers inside a magnificent old house in Baltimore, known to the neighborhood as the Whitshank Place. The book opens in 1994 when Abby and Red Whitshank receive a jarring phone call. Their son, Denny, whom Abby refers to as her mystery child, tells his father that he is gay. The Whitshanks process the news, and that scene alone tells the reader a lot about how their family works. Abby, a social worker with a huge heart, longs to tuck each of her children into a comfortable, stable life. Red, as reserved as Abby is spirited, participates in family life from a remove. He wants to pretend everything is fine. He doesn't want to overanalyze. In the wake of this surprising call, he wants to put it out of his mind, take off his slippers, and turn out the light. Tyler writes the Whitshank's mattress, quote, slants in Abby's direction, end quote. Such a subtle line reveals not only the dimensions of the mattress, but also the marriage, where Abby is expected to do the emotional work to keep the family together. And they at once love her and despise her for it. The Whitshanks could be everyone and anyone. They are fully, deeply human, and they resonate with Tyler's characters from the past. She seems drawn to retiring, reserved, passive, inarticulate men and the brassy, larger-than-life women they love. While a good portion of the book describes Abby and Red and their four adult children, Tyler does a neat novelistic trick. During the second part of the novel, she takes us back to the construction of that Whitshank house, which was completed by Red's father, Junior. Junior Whitshank, a ghostly shadow in the first part of the novel, becomes the center of the second story, accompanied by his surprising wife, Linny May. Their story is a familiar American tale of social climbing, striving to find a place in 1920s Baltimore. Southerners at heart, they are culturally far from home. And in their new house's comforting sprawl, Junior Whitshank begins to dream about a new kind of family, a new way of life. Tyler writes, he liked to gaze up the stairs and imagine his daughter sweeping down them, an elegant young woman in a white satin wedding gown. He envisioned the dining room table lined with a double row of grandchildren, mostly boys, his sons to carry on the Whitshank name. They would all have their faces turned in Junior's direction, like sunflowers turned to the sun, end quote. Junior's dream comes true, but of course not at all how he imagined it. The family he sees for himself is far from the family the readers see in part one. Vision, how we see ourselves, how we see each other, is at the center of a spool of blue thread. Every summer, Red and Abby take their children to the beach, and they see another family across the sand. The two families don't intermingle. They watch each other from a distance, smiling through the bright sunlight. They remain benevolent strangers, not so different from me, smiling through my windshield at the people I see when I drive through the Cincinnati suburbs. In this book, though, readers get a chance to see the Whitshanks up close through Tyler's warm and piercing gaze. It's a look worth taking, for such a perspective offers something utterly delicious, the chance to reconsider and better understand ourselves, our families, our community, and our world. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.